Amen. When we are doing a work for our Lord, praise God, we ought not worry about the difficulties that's going to come our way. Because I'm here to tell you that those difficulties are going to come. They're going to come. But praise God, just because a difficult come, that don't mean that you step down and throw in the towel and say that I quit. Praise God. If Jesus had quit, praise God, because he was going into that storm, praise God, we wouldn't be where we are today. Praise God, we would be still carrying our sins. And praise God, there would be no hope for neither one of us today. But I'm so glad that he took that trip to Jerusalem. And praise God, it was a trip that was a courageous trip. And that's the same thing that we ought to be doing today. See, we ought to be courageous in the things that we are doing for the Lord. I don't care what's going on in our life. Amen. We ought to be courageous about our time that we give the Lord. We ought to be courageous about our talents that we give to the Lord.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast. You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power, beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Were the best of friends. But there was a major difference in these two men. One of the men was an atheist, and the other one was a Christian. But they were best of friends. The atheist would always pick at the Christian, say, your God ain't real. You're talking to a dead man. He went on to say, I believe that Jesus existed one day, but he's dead. Your God does not exist. Then he'd fall out laughing. Well, they each had a business. They were joining room one to the other. The atheist owned a grocery store. And the Christian owned a shoe shop. Hallelujah. Many times interchangeably, they would each go over to each other's business. Look like every time the Christian went over to the grocery store, his best friend, the atheist, would get him in front of all of his friends and run down his guard. But even the Christian went home and fell asleep. God stepped in his dreams and said, Christian, tell your atheist friend, I'm coming to your shop tomorrow. Somebody say yes. Say yes. Yes. tomorrow. Well, the Christian woke up early the next morning, got his bag, put on his clothes. He could hardly wait to get to work. I gotta tell my friend that Jesus is coming to my shop today. Well, he went into his shop 2 hours early, and he couldn't hardly wait till he heard the key turning in his door. After a while, and by, the atheist put the key in his lock, went into his shop. The Christian jumped up and ran next door. Said, I got something to tell you. You've laughed at me for the last time. Jesus told me to tell you he's coming to my shop today, and he wants you to see him when he gets there. Somebody said, glory. Say, glory. A man to get on out of here. You making that up. Jesus is not coming nowhere, because he's still in the grave. And as soon as a Christian walked out, and he went into his own shoe shop, after a while an old lady walked in. He said, Mister, I am so cold. Do you have an extra coat? You can give to me. And every time the door of the Christian would open, listen, the atheist would run over and say, is that Jesus? And he walked out laughing. Well, the Christian reached up. He said, my wife left an old coat here. You can have it. Hallelujah. When the old lady walked out, in walks a little boy. Hallelujah. The Christian standing there looking at the little boy. The little boy said, mister, will you give me a piece of money so I can go next door and buy me a piece of meat? Hallelujah. So the Christian reached over and got some money out of his cash register. Said, go next door and buy what you want. Hallelujah. And about that time, the atheist ran. He ran to the thrift shop. Said, I guess you call this Jesus too. He said, no, I don't, but Jesus is coming to my shop. And so the little boy followed him out and went over to the grocery store. And before the atheist knew it, he'd given the little boy all the food he wanted and told him, you keep your money. Glory to God. After a while, to the Christian shop. So, mister, you got a sale going on over there. And you say, all the shoes has been left here for 30 days. You'd sell me a pair, but I don't have no money. And my feet are on the ground. Will you give me a pair of those shoes? Well, I tell you, I feel a dance working on me. They just ran in there. Said, when is your Jesus coming? The old man got the shoes and went on out. And it was almost closing time. The Christian became so discouraged. So he's gonna laugh at me again. And after a while, When an atheist came over to him, he said, "How do you know that Jesus is supposed to come today?" And he reached back and got the Bible. Said he showed me this scripture, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 25th chapter and the 40th verse. He laid it up there and said, "Lock up my shop when you get through." And the Christian walked out of the door with his head bowed down. Yes, he did. After a while, the atheist went and began to read the scripture that said, "In as much as you've done it unto the least of these," the little boy, "in as much as you've done it unto the least of these," the old lady, "in as much as you've done it unto the least of these," the old man, he said, "Oh, he came, I just didn't know it." He ran out the door and ran down behind the Christians. He said, wait a minute, young man. He got the Christian by the hand. He said, "Come on and go back with me. I'm going back to your shop because he will come." He said, "I want to give my heart to this man that you've been telling me all about. Is there anybody here? Do you know this man? Do you know this man?" "He will come." Yes, he will. Daddy, people say he's an old-time God. Yes, he is. Have you ever called him and looked like he wasn't coming? You paid your tithes. You did everything that was right. But yet looked like you stayed sick all the time. People say he's an all-time God. Yes, he is. Have you ever called him and looked like he wasn't coming? You paid your tithes. You did everything that was right. But yet looked like you stayed sick all the time. But I come tonight to tell you he will come. Tell him he will come. You've been calling